Jamaica's long road of recovery after hurricane continues. WABS News for Friday, November 28th. I'm Dean Hooper, and for Winston Barnes. Hurricane Melissa was one of the most powerful storms to ever strike Jamaica. It made landfall on October 28th, destroying homes, ripping apart livelihoods, and uprooting entire communities. Now the island faces a long road to recovery. One full month ago, and it's obvious there is a lot to get done on the island. Power, water, and other utility issues continue to plague the island, but there is hope and help, both locally and abroad. New Hope International and the Tallahassee Urban League pledged to raise $100,000 for rebuilding. Many South Florida cities such as Lauderhill and companies such as Dutch Pot have collected relief supplies. Jamaica is moving quickly to restore travel, with the Jamaican Tourist Board saying all international and domestic airports are operational, and hotels along the north coast are reopening in phases. Recovery will remain uneven by region, so travelers should confirm plans and allow extra time, especially for transfers and services that depend on power or telecom restoration. Officials continue to caution patience as the island rebuilds key infrastructure and brings more capacity back online. In Belize, according to 7 News Online, Superintendent of Police Aaron Gamboa's U.S. visa was revoked. He went to the airport this past Saturday with his wife to board a flight to the U.S., but he learned that his visa had been pulled. His wife was permitted to fly. Gamboa told 7 News he believes that the visa was flagged based on the Joseph Budna abduction, where SPU officers were allegedly involved, and he is the unit's commanding officer. But he says he has nothing to do with it. A U.S. embassy rep told 7 News visas regularly get revoked and added that the embassy cannot make comments on specific visa approvals or rejections. And the Organization of American States and the government of St. Lucia signed an agreement for the deployment of the Electoral Observation Mission this week that will accompany the general elections to be held on December 1st. The agreement was signed at OAS headquarters in Washington, D.C. by OAS Secretary General Albert R. Ramden and the permanent representative of St. Lucia to the OAS, Elizabeth Darius Clark. Since 2006, the OAS has observed 3 electoral processes in St. Lucia in 2006, 2011, and 2021.
WABS News, I'm Dean Hooper.